Unable to sway legislators to agree on a package of campaign finance and legislative ethics reforms before the end of session last month, Governor Cuomo made it clear he intended to tackle public corruption in a year that has already seen several sitting state legislators indicted on federal corruption charges. This morning, he announced the formation of a commission established under New York's Moreland Act that will have the subpoena power necessary to investigate what some call New York's broken campaign finance system. Former Assemblyman and current Times Union columnist Richard Brodsky.
The political decision to adopt or reject legislation ought not to be a reason to create an executive investigatory body. Now that's enhanced by the notion that Moreland Act commissions are specifically in statute limited to investigations of the executive branch. They are not allowed, for constitutional and other good reasons, to have one branch of government investigate the other. So until you see the details, it's going to be hard to know whether this is political punishment or a sound and good way to investigate reality, or some combination of both.
Cuomo's commission to investigate public corruption is chaired by Nassau County District Attorney Kathleen Rice, Syracuse District Attorney William Fitzpatrick, and Attorney Milton Williams. It includes prosecutors, lawyers, State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico, New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, and Albany County DA David Soares. Here's Syracuse DA William Fitzpatrick.
I read in the New York media this morning that some legislators have already come out and said they're going to challenge the commission. They're surprised that Governor Cuomo appointed a Moreland Commission. Why would you be surprised? We sat in this room 2 weeks ago. The governor laid out his legislative agenda, which 62 elected DAs throughout the state of New York signed on to and helped craft. And he said, if you don't pass it, I'm going to appoint this commission. I mean, what is the magic number that it takes people to say, wow, there's a problem here?
The panel will have broad investigative powers to probe not-for-profits and member items, commonly referred to as pork. And Cuomo says it wouldn't surprise him if the commission finds violations of the state's election laws. Karen Scharf is executive director of Citizen Action of New York.
Today, Governor Cuomo sent a clear message that a systemic solution to Albany's show-me-the-money culture is the only thing that will restore the public's trust. The governor has taken a critical step toward creating a system that makes politicians accountable to voters, not donors. Citizen Action looks forward to working with the commission, with the governor, and with the attorney general to develop policy recommendations for comprehensive campaign finance reform, starting with publicly funded fair elections. It's time to restore our democracy.
Cuomo stressed that the commission will not engage in a witch hunt, a term used by New York State Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos when asked about the commission prior to its announcement. Cuomo also said the panel will be adequately funded.
We'll find the money in the budget.
David Grandow is the former executive director of the New York State Lobby Commission, the ethics panel that preceded the current Joint Commission on Public Ethics, known as JCOPE. He thinks Cuomo may be using the wrong tool to try to fix a broken system.
Unfortunately, the Moreland Commission that's formed to look at corruption in Albany, Senate hearings held to determine if the governor has his own campaign finance issues, really are political in nature, because if there was real crimes that these people were aware of, the right move is to tell us about them. Don't use the threat of, I'm going to tell you, tell everyone what you're up to. Just tell us. I mean, if you're Governor Cuomo and you're aware of some kind of shenanigans going on, don't have a Moreland Commission. Have a press conference. Lay it all out and let the law enforcement agencies take over.
The governor says the commission will issue a preliminary report on its initial findings and recommendations by December 1st, 2013. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.